We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, from Learfield.
Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Dave Hunziker, Robert Allen with you. It's a week off for Oklahoma State football, and Cowboys have taking this off week and obviously looking, hopefully, for some solutions after what's happened the past couple of weeks, losses to Iowa State and Kansas State. I'm just going to be honest, Robert. This team needs a spark, but I'm not quite certain where that spark will come from. Now, that's not to say it won't reveal itself in the next 8 days before we play again, but it hopefully will come from somewhere, but I don't know. Maybe it's just an event that needs to happen. But I think one thing it's safe to say is it needs a little shot in the arm.
Well, I mean, spark is one thing, but I'll tell you what I'm looking for. And, you know, we had a chance to talk with Coach Gundy this week, Mike Gundy, the Cowboys head coach, and he seems to think the effort is there, the care factor. That's the term I use for it. Because it kind of comes from something he says to recruits when recruits come through. He'll ask them, how important is football to you? Because if you're going to play college football at this level,
yeah,
it better be damn important. Because
it consumes your entire life.
It does. I mean, yes, you do your academics. You're responsible for that, and that's important. But that's going to be your group of people that you're going to be around most of the time. You can meet other people on campus and so forth, but you're not going to have a lot of time. For instance, you're not going to go over and join the Sigma Alpha Epsilon Pi Phi's. I mean, you know, you're not going to be part of that group because you don't have time. Whatever that group is, the Sigma Gamma
Zeta Zing Zang Zong. Yeah, whatever it is.
No, this is your social life. This is your fraternity, and this is your extracurricular activities all rolled up into one. And so you better dang well love it. And that's kind of what I want to see this team accomplish this week. Certainly there's X's and O's, there's corrections to make, there's things to get better at in virtually every group across the board, offense and defense. But I think also every player, and I know this sounds kind of romantic, kind of Rudy-ish, kind of, you know, theatrical, but you have to look at yourself in the mirror when you're 4-3 and decide, how important are these last five games to me?
Sure.
How important is qualifying for a bowl game and keeping the streak of 12 years in a row? It's one of the longest in the country. How important is that? How important is it that I work my tail off? This is for the upperclassmen, the seniors, and I show a good example for the guys that are going to follow me. I love this. I don't know whether it was Vince Lombardi, John Wooden, or whoever came up with this.
Somebody important.
But somebody important came up with the line, leave it better than you found it.
Oh, I love
okay.
that. That applies to everything.
Forget the record. I mean, the record right now at 4-3, unless they're going to win every game the rest of the way, and I'm not thinking that's going to happen, your record won't be as good as it was the last three seasons.
That's not likely.
That's not likely. But that doesn't mean you still can't leave it better, in my opinion. If this season, with the adversity, the injuries, the lack, because Gundy's been, he's been certainly honest about this team doesn't have the talent that they've had in recent seasons. But you overcome all that and you play well with great attitude and great fire and you win some games. For instance, I'm on the front lines with a talk radio show, which you always look at. You look at John Holcomb and I and say, it's too bad you guys are out there in the real media and can't just do the Cowboy Network, which is kind of in a cocoon within the program.
It is in a cocoon.
But I'm out there. People are unhappy, but look at this. Next Saturday is homecoming. ABC is going to be here. Now, we know why ABC is coming.
Sure.
They're coming for the Texas is Back breakout party.
Of course.
The non-Cotton Bowl OU breakout party.
We just happen to be a non-competing marker as far as they're concerned.
Sure. And so, now they'll come in and do their homework, and they'll talk about Oklahoma. They'll do the professional things. But you know what? How good would it be if Oklahoma State comes out, wins homecoming, which always makes everybody feel better. You win on the Saturday that you're honoring Barry Sanders and the War Pigs, teammates of Mike Gundy during a bygone celebratory era at Oklahoma State, and you beat Texas, which is something that people around here have done quite a bit and feel really good about when it happens. So you've got a great opportunity to kind of redirect this season and this ship. How seriously are you going to take it? How bad do you want it? All those things come up to in my mind.
A common theme with Coach Gundy in the last 3 to 4 weeks has been, we probably are trying to do too much on offense and defense. Translated, that means there's a desire to simplify. You've got a new defense that is being utilized for the first time. How much or to what extent could there be growth or improvement when things are simplified and as a team progresses in its understanding of a new defensive scheme? Because there is one comparison I can think of immediately. 2014, when Mason Rudolph became the starter late, there was another development with that team that sometimes gets lost. There were some changes in the offensive line. Some players that had been playing and maybe had some nagging aches and pains finally went down with injury for good, and they ended up with a new offensive line and some position changes that worked well. However, hand in hand with that, and probably equally important, Bob Conley, the offensive line coach for that one season, from what I understand, his blocking schemes were rather complicated. It took those guys about 10 weeks to figure those things out. Once they did, they averaged 147 yards per game on the ground against Oklahoma and Washington the last two games, two teams that had a whole bunch of NFL talent, especially Washington, compared to 107 yards per game in the previous Big 12 games against mainly teams that weren't nearly as talented. So could there be growth based on that? I mean, what do you think? I mean, I guess we'll have to just see.
Yeah, and you know what? The one thing I was going to say off of that is You've got to find some help on defense, and you can simplify things over there. And the best thing about this is what I was really thinking about. Texas, they've got a backup quarterback. If Ellinger's out for this game too, I think they will keep things relatively simple as well, even though Bouchel's a veteran. And they're not a real complicated offense to begin with.
Right.
So you can play a lot of man coverage and be comfortable and probably keep things simple up front against Texas as well. So that would help. I mean, and the defense is reeling too.
Sure.
That last half in Manhattan
wasn't fun.
No, it was not good. And it was a physical problem, not a schematic problem.
Which has been our traditional issue against Kansas State. And it was the thing that made me anxious going in. Kansas State, when it's back against, is against the wall, typically is very dangerous because for whatever reason, they respond really well when they're under the gun. And then the issue that has been a problem for Oklahoma State recently with Kansas State, if you look at recent history, the physical nature of the series, the physical nature of what Kansas State does has been an ongoing problem. And unfortunately, that revealed itself last Saturday in Manhattan, particularly in the second half, obviously. So that's it for the podcast this week. Just a few nuggets and thoughts. We'll get back after it and have an extended preview of the Texas game coming up next week. For Robert Allen, I'm Dave Hunziker. Have a great off weekend, everyone.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.